This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We're going to take a moment now to hear about taking a sacred instrument out of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church and presenting its music to the world. It's part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East series. This year, we're exploring music that combines both contemporary and traditional music from around the globe. Today, we meet Temesgen Hussein of East Lansing. He was born and raised in Ethiopia, and he's one of just a few outside that country who plays the begena. It's used mainly in religious festivities, almost exclusively, but Temesgen is breaking with tradition and introducing the begena to contemporary music. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia has this profile.
That buzzing sound is what makes this harp unique. Not only does the begena sound different, but it looks really different. It's made of dark solid wood, stands about 4 feet tall. At the top of the frame is a crossbar where strings are carefully tied to wooden tuning pegs.
It's a 10-stringed harp. The strings are gut strings. It has a square box at the bottom, and the strings are tied at the bottom of that box. That's the sound box.
The box is covered with stretched hide. Like a guitar, the instrument has a bridge, but there's something else.
And on that bridge are leather pieces. They're also known as buzzers. And that's to use an English word because they create the buzzing sound that you don't hear in any other instrument.
In Ethiopia, the begena is mainly used in meditation and prayer in the home. Temesgen says it's a very private ritual.
For example, the popular prayer, Our Father, Our Lord's Prayer. In Amharic, there's a song that sings that prayer. So when you choose to, you can sit down and pray, meaning play Our Father on the begena.
The instrument is very much connected with the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. It's rare, even for people in Ethiopia, to hear it. That's because begena songs are heard only once a year during Lent. Sometimes the songs can go on for an hour.
So that time, the radio plays begena songs. On TV, you see begena music videos. And so I would hear it growing up every year. But I never thought anything of it.
But sometime after high school, Temesgen says he fell in love with the spiritual nature of the music and its history. No one knows the exact origin of the begena, but Temesgen says it goes back thousands of years, and it's referred to as King David's harp. According to folklore, the Queen of Sheba traveled to Ethiopia to seek out the wisdom of King Solomon. He was a son of King David. When she got back to Ethiopia, she had a son, Menelik I.
Emperor Menelik I, when he got old enough to inquire and know his father, he went up to Israel to meet King Solomon, his dad. Upon his return, he brought back his grandfather's harp, the begena, King David's harp.
The begena is not for entertainment, and it's not commonly played in public. But Temesgen is testing those limits.
Not to make it ordinary or non-special. I don't want to take anything from how special it is. The begena is special. It will remain special. But there's no reason why it cannot be used with other instruments. I decided because after playing it for a long time, I heard the musical notes that come out of the begena just the same as I hear any other notes coming from contemporary music.
Temesgen wants people to know about this instrument, so he collaborates with contemporary musicians. Listen closely for the begena in this tune, Addis Foxtrot, off the album New Flower, from Michigan artists Seth and May.
Thank you.
Temesgen says the begena is originally associated with the elite, but he says another instrument called the kirar was made for the masses. It's a smaller 5- to 6-string harp with a much higher register. In Ethiopia, the kirar is played to popular tunes and love songs. Here's Temesgen on another collaboration with Detroit artist Mike Ellison. The song is called Motherland Meditation, off the album Afro Flow 2.
Those who can smile in the face of adversity encourage me to live, love, and give abundantly.
Want to learn how to play the begena or the kirar? Temesgen has got you covered. He has eager students from across the country and as far as China. His wish is to reach as many people as possible. He's pulling the songs out of Ethiopia and offering them up to the world.
Yeah, it's not supposed to have boundaries, and it cannot have boundaries.
For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.
You can check out Temesgen Hussein playing the begena and the kirar on our website, michiganradio.org. Songs from Studio East is supported in part by the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth,